Hung juries are very rare in the American judicial system, but that's exactly what happened in a sensational murder trial in Boston. A woman accused of being drunk and driving into her police officer boyfriend, leaving him to die in January of 2022. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne has more on the verdict and how the case was followed with rabid fascination. Marie?
Good morning, Lloyd. Good morning, everyone. There were hundreds of websites and bloggers who followed the murder case of Karen Reed. And each day there were dozens of people, both supporters and those who thought her guilty, holding signs and shouting outside of the courtroom where the case was being heard. The jury did not reach a verdict on the 44-year-old's case. She was charged with second-degree murder in the death of 46-year-old Boston police officer John O'Keefe. His body was found outside of the home of a friend of the couple, Brian Alpert, back in January of 2022. She faced a maximum sentence of life in prison. This was a complex case. It had more than 70 witnesses. There were hundreds of pieces of evidence. Prosecutors painted a picture of a bumpy relationship, which O'Keefe wanted to end, arguing Reed struck O'Keefe with her car, drove away after a night of drinking. The defense claimed Reed was the victim of a broad cover-up by police to protect Albert, also a police officer, and his family. Evidence at the crime scene suggested O'Keefe was beaten inside of Albert's home, bitten by a dog, and left outside to die. After days of deliberations, the jury indicated to the judge they were deadlocked. The judge ordered them to go in there, try again, told them to respect each other's point of view and try to reach a verdict. They could not. Krug, the district attorney, must bring this case forward again and to start the entire legal process all over again with a new jury. And this morning, that prosecution team is indicating they plan to do that.
Wow. And, you know, you hear about them every now and then, these hung juries, but the information that you get out of these trials, that you can just have one person who decides, I'm not going for it, and they could just throw it right out of the window.
Apparently, there was more than one person, because in the jury note that they sent out to the judge when they told the judge they were a hung jury, they couldn't reach a verdict. Apparently, they indicated that there were people on both sides of this and that they were very stuck and very adamant about their point of view and that they weren't going to move. So I think there may have been more than just one person, but definitely there are cases where there is just one person, the holdout, as they say.
Yeah. It didn't help that the lead investigator had some real problems here after he sent a series of sexist.
He's relieved from the duties now.
Yeah. They kicked him to the curb. So, I mean, how do you recall him as a witness in the retrial?
Right. How do you unhear that? I mean, he had sexist things to say about the person on trial here. Also, you have to wonder, these people that were outside shouting, holding signs, all of this stuff that was going on outside of the courtroom, you got to wonder, did the jury hear this? Did they see some of this? Did they know about this? I just can't help but wonder that. And I wonder if that's not going to be part of what happens next time, the defense on all this.
Imagine being the officer's family.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's all of this happening. You know, it doesn't feel like there's justice.
No, the mother broke down in absolute tears in the courtroom yesterday. Because there's no justice. Whether it's guilty or not guilty, you know, that would be the end of it. But at least in the judicial part of all this. But the mother just was devastated by this turn of events.
All right. Marie Osborne, WJR senior news analyst. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, guys.